Yeah, what were you saying?
Oh, I just said about what? Curtains and the drapes?
Chicken?
Yeah, chicken, they call them barnyard pimp or the bird. Something like that. Like a turkey, they would call it a Thanksgiving special. Yeah. Oh yeah, that'd be another name for a nice looking chick. They would say like she's fatter than a Christmas turkey, you know, like that. You know?
Fatter than a Christmas turkey,
you know. Christmas turkey always be big and nice, you know, that's what they be trying to say. So she's fatter than a Christmas turkey, and she look good.
You mean she real shapely?
Yeah, real shapely. Yeah. Yeah.
Now talking about things on the Wednesday, do you have a name for these things that are usually white, they're slatty, do you adjust them?
Lions? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
What about, the place where you cook, you just call that room the
kitchen?
Yeah. Have you ever seen any houses in Shreveport where the kitchen was away from the main part of the house? You had to go outside the house to get to the kitchen? It was separate?
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't seen that. Okay.
I never heard of it either. It sounds kind of weird.
Usually on old houses, they might have something called a summer kitchen. It's built away from the main part of the house, I guess, because of, the
fire. Yeah, and it'd be getting hot, because like soon as I started kicking, it's going to burn up and
keep yourself up. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. Okay. Do you have a name for a room that might be right off the kitchen where you keep extra dishes or canned goods?
You talking about a pantry?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know too many people who have a pantry. They usually keep this stuff up under the cabinets. I believe this is a pantry right there. Mm-hmm. Okay, but they usually keep it, keep the canned goods under the cabinets. And they keep the glasses and the dishes up in the upper cabinets, you know, like that. But not too many people I know of in Shreveport have pantries.
What would you call a lot of old worthless stuff, like maybe broken down furniture that you have that you just don't want to throw away?
Junk.
Okay. You ever hear of people who have a separate room in the house where they kept that?
Yeah, they call it a junk house. Yeah, I'm serious, they call it a junk house. Maybe a storage room. Yeah, we call ours a storage room. We don't call it a junk house, but we got good stuff in ours, you know, good junk.
Right.
Good job, man. Good job.
Ask you about this expression. Say when a woman gets up in the morning, maybe she'll go around the house and dust a little or straighten up things. Mm-hmm. What would you say she does?
She's doing a little housework. But when she pull out the mop, that's what she's doing a lot of.
What would you call the thing that she would sweep with?
A broom.
Okay. Ask you about this expression, talking about a broom. If I were looking for it, it was in, that corner over there, and mm-hmm. that door was open so I couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you say the broom was in relation to the door?
I said the broom was behind the door.
Okay, would you ever say it was back of the door?
I wouldn't, but a lot of people in Shreveport would say it was in the back of the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they sure would, because a lot of people talk like that in Shreveport.
Okay. All right, let's say if you got a lot of dirty clothes, it's time to get them clean. You say it's time to do the what?
It's time to go wash. It's time to wash. I wouldn't say it's time to do the washing. You just say it's time. I need to wash this, or it's time to go wash, or something like that.
Would you ever say it's time to do, I got to do my laundry?
No, my home. Not too many people say laundry. They say they have to go wash. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave it at that. When we say go wash, you know, most people, well, people in Shreveport know that they saying, you know, I'm going to get my clothes, you know, throw them in some water, put some soap in there, and spin around in the little machine.
Right.
You know, not too many people want to say I'm going to do my laundry.
Okay. Talking about the porch of the house, have you ever heard people call that by any other name?